probably does transpire through my program that doing radio is something I really enjoy. I feel so privileged to ride through the city to this nice sunny office every morning, open the window for a quick glance at St. Peter's Square, and spend my working hours talking to interesting people, learning about the world, writing up my thoughts and discoveries, choosing the right music for each program. And I'm not the only one. Helen Jones, producer for Radio Merseyside in Liverpool, feels much the same as I do, as she told me the other day when she popped into Vatican Radio for a visit during a brief stay in Rome.
Radio Merseyside is part of the BBC local radio network, and it's quite a lovely time to be there because we're celebrating our 40th birthday. Our catchment area is Wirral, Chester, so it's quite a big area that we serve. Predominantly the listeners call it Radio Liverpool because we're based right in the centre, and a lot of listeners aren't aware that it is part of the BBC because it's theirs, quote.
Tell me more about Radio Merseyside, I said to Helen. What does a typical daily programme schedule look like?
The breakfast show is kind of aimed for parents and children, really. We have a great presenter that's really good at bringing out comedy and stuff from parents taking the kids to school. The mid-morning programme is the current affairs, plus then the phone-in. Our afternoon presenter, Billy Butler, is a bit of an icon of the area. He actually used to DJ in the Cavern. And would obviously introduce the Beatles. He's not just known for that now, because in his own right, he presents... He's kind of got his own take on life, really. So he plays mainstream music, but also up-and-coming bands as well. But he's... you either love him or hate him. He's got a mixed following.
All this, she explained, is broken up by news bulletins, music programmes, current affairs features, and so on. But especially, Helen said, there's a social side to the radio that has a real impact on people's lives.
On BBC Radio Merseyside, we have a social action department, which is an action desk. So from 10 till 5, Monday to Friday, listeners can phone us with problems. They can phone if you're linked to a charity or an organisation that might need some extra support. So my job is to broadcast within the programmes innovative ways of getting people to phone us. So it might be that there's a blood shortage at the local hospital, so it's my job to kind of creatively get somebody linked to the particular item it is I'm broadcasting, to get people to be involved. Some of the subject matter can be deemed quite worthy, so I try and get... I never go for the chief execs of a charity, for example. I prefer to start with the person at ground level that maybe does volunteer. But it's kind of a call to action is my job, really, where I try and get listeners to help charities that need support, or awareness campaigns as well. Get men to have health checks because they, you know, in some cases they might not because they think, oh no, it's okay.
I asked Helen to tell me one of the stories that she has been personally involved in.
I think one of my most powerful projects that we were involved with, and how the people of Merseyside did rally round, we were collecting pens for South Africa. A listener had been away on holiday and visited a local school and really couldn't believe the fact that they didn't have writing implements. So she came back to the radio station and asked us, would we support her with her mission to collect biros, pencils, you name it. So over a period of 6 weeks we ran the campaign for, we collected 1 million pens. We then got support from local businesses to help us ship the items out. And my favourite... if you could pinch me for being in radio, it was this particular moment when a listener came in and you could visibly see that they lived rough. It was a lady, you could see the toes hanging out from her feet. And she opened the inside of her coat and she'd been to every bingo hall, every betting shop to find the small biros, which thankfully she'd stolen, but we were okay with that, so she could give them to our appeal. And I just thought, nothing. She didn't have anything, but yet she still supported the campaign. So we then got the fantastic feedback from the school children in South Africa, where we did a two-way with the schools, who then could use the pens. So that's good.
The power of the help desk, Helen says, has grown immensely with the possibilities of new technology.
I think with the power of technology now as well, with the internet, we have quite a few listeners that do listen online. And I think for my department, we are a lifeline. This was a scenario where the son lived away and he was really concerned about his father because they wanted a ramp building at the back of the property in Liverpool. And through social services and through the council, it was going to be done, but not quick enough, and it was an urgent thing that needed to be done. So we as a radio station got involved because his son lived in Perth and couldn't do anything. So we acted on behalf of our listener's kind of son, who we did get social services involved. But what is so powerful about it is, I think the fear of possibly they think we're going to put them on the radio because they haven't done it. Not at all. We act as a go-between purely because we can, and we have the kind of means and resources. We have so many contacts, and I think that's what makes it quite a special place to be, really, in that across the network of the BBC local radio, there is an action desk in every station. But I really do feel for the area that we serve, we never get negative responses. We always get good responses to our appeals. I think that's what makes it. You can see a reward in the broadcasting that you're actually doing.
It's quite clear that Helen, like myself, finds her job immensely rewarding. Not only is she spending her time doing something interesting, she's playing an important part in helping people, finding solutions to sometimes vital problems. And radio, she told me, has always played a special part in her life.
I've always wanted to work in radio since the age of about 13. And the reason purely is because my radio was my friend when I was that age. I'm the only girl of five brothers who all did their own thing, really. And I just thought, isn't it amazing how words can come out of a radio? It was Radio Luxembourg. I used to kind of manage just about to hear it. And I one day said to myself, I really do want to do that, to bring pleasure to other people. I think what inspires me is the power of radio and the intimacy of radio. I love whenever I travel listening to different stations, because I think it's something that is quicker than reading a newspaper. It's there and you can carry it with you.
It really keeps you company.
It does.